In this bulletin, the New South Wales Premier to release her lockdown exit plan. 20 men go on trial over the deadly 2015 Paris attacks. And in sport, another teenager powers into the US Open semi-finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donat. The New South Wales government is expected to reveal details of the state's planned route out of lockdown today. The Premier reportedly got approval for the plan from Cabinet last night. Philippa Carisbrook reports.
The New South Wales government has promised greater freedoms when 70% of the state's population is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That threshold is expected to be met in mid-October. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is today expected to say that restaurants, bars and shops can welcome back double vaccinated patrons from October 18 with capacity limits. The Australian's reporting that some regional areas may trial aspects of reopening before that date. Regional Victoria will emerge from lockdown at 11:59 tonight, with the exception of Greater Shepparton. Regional Victorians will be able to leave home for any reason, while most businesses and venues will be able to reopen with strict capacity limits and some students can return to school. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
The trials begun in France of the man believed to be the sole surviving attacker in the 2015 Paris attacks. Some 130 people were killed in the gun and bomb attacks on restaurants, bars, a concert hall and a sports stadium. In court, the main suspect, who's on trial with 19 others, described himself as an IS soldier and shouted at the judge. Outside, this survivor spoke of her hopes for the trial.
What springs to mind is at last, here we are. It's been 6 years, close to 6 years, and so we'll now be able to know the rest, get some answers to our questions. Maybe not all of them, but at least this will help us to move on.
Former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has apologised for the abrupt fall of his government and has denied he fled the country with millions of dollars. Mr. Ghani fled the Afghan capital Kabul as Taliban forces reached the outskirts of the city last month. He's posted on Twitter that he left at the urging of his security team and it was the most difficult decision of his life. He says reports he fled to the United Arab Emirates with millions in cash are false. China says it attaches importance to the Taliban's announcement of an interim government for Afghanistan. The Foreign Ministry's Wang Wenbin says the formation will put an end to anarchy and be a step towards restoring domestic order and post-war reconstruction.
The Chinese embassy in Afghanistan is operating normally. We stand ready to maintain contact with the new Afghan government and leaders and hope the new administration, in the capacity of the interim government, will listen broadly to the calls of all ethnic groups and factions and live up to the aspiration of the Afghan people and people around the world. We noted that the Afghan Taliban stressed that all people would benefit from the new administration.
The Taliban has confirmed that women won't be allowed to play sport. The decision will have huge ramifications for Afghanistan's national teams. The men's cricket side was due to travel to Australia in November for an historic match, but that's now in doubt. Afghanistan is one of 12 full International Cricket Council members that are permitted to play official test matches. All full members must have a men's and a women's side. But the deputy head of the Taliban's Cultural Commission, Amadala Wasik, has told SBS News it's not necessary that women should play cricket, as they might end up with their face and body being uncovered.
Girls do not need sport. They will get exposed and not follow the dress code, and Islam does not allow that. Even if we face challenges and problems, we have fought for our religion so that Islam is followed. We will not ignore Islamic values even if it causes opposition. We will not leave our Islamic rules.
Cricket Australia says the fate of the November match between the two nations will be decided by the ICC and the federal government. In tennis, British teenager Emma Raducanu has become the first qualifier to reach the US Open semi-finals. The 18-year-old defeated Swiss Olympic gold medalist Belinda Bencic in straight sets, 6-3, 6-4. Speaking on court after the win, the Briton was thrilled.
I had to try and adjust and adapt, and it was a really tough match for me, and I'm just so, so happy to have come through, and thank you so much for all of your support today.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, rain and 18 degrees. Adelaide, a sunny day and 25. Melbourne, wind easing and mostly sunny, 24. Hobart, showers and wind easing, 18. Canberra, some morning fog, then a partly cloudy day and 19 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 26. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, similar conditions, 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a shower or two and wind easing, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.